Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Hi, everybody, and welcome to Medium Monday. I am Sharon Hill. I'm one of the registered mediums in Lilydale. And every Monday at noon is Medium Monday. We take a topic, start with a topic or question of the week, and then we move on to take live callers where you can call in and get a spot reading or ask a question. That call-in number is 818-739-8818. Again, that call-in number, if you would like to have a chance to receive a spot reading or ask your question, 818-739-8818. So I'm happy to be back with you here. And this week, we actually have a question that was submitted by one of our listeners, and I have to say, it's a very good question. So we'll get started with that in just a minute. For those of you who are new to Lilydale Blog Talk or tuning in for the first time, please check out all the offerings. There are a number of programs that are on Lilydale Blog Talk Radio, so check out all of our programs. It's an opportunity to get free education. And if you are interested in your own spiritual growth and development, or you would like a peaceful retreat, or you would like to schedule a reading with a medium, please check out the website, lilydaleassembly.org. Or you can check out my website at revsharonhill.com. So today's topic was asked by one of our listeners, and the question was very interesting. She said she and a friend went to Lilydale and received a reading. They each got a reading from the same registered medium, and one of the readings was fantastic and the other reading not so good. And she said, can that actually happen? How can that happen? Why does that happen? And so, you know, the question is, are you getting a good medium? Well, the one thing about Lilydale that I can tell you, all of the mediums are tested, which means that they must prove the continuity of life. They're able to do their job. They're tested before they are ever registered by the Lilydale Assembly to make sure that you, the public, are getting the highest quality in mediumship that you can. So every registered medium in Lilydale is definitely qualified. It's not a matter of that. And so how in the world could that happen? And why would one reading be so spot on and fantastic and another reading given by the same medium to someone else so different? And there are a number of factors involved that we don't often think about. The best readings are to people who are open. So as the sitter, you go for a reading. You want to remain open without expectation. Sometimes people go with a critical mind. They want to hear from certain people and not others. They have a certain agenda, what they want to know about, or you might be really skeptical. And I try to be a skeptic. In fact, I myself am a skeptic. But I'm not the kind that says, prove it to me. Because to quote a medium friend of mine, he said he was giving a reading and he was bringing through all this evidence from the spirit communicator. And it turns out it was an aunt with one eye. But the sitter would not take it and said, well, what's her name? And his response was, how many one-eyed aunts do you have? Okay. So she only had the one. It was pretty obvious who it was. You have to understand from the spirit world's perspective, it's much like the real world. People don't come in from the spirit world and say, oh, I'm so-and-so. You know, they don't say, oh, I'm your dad. If your dad came in, he knows you know it's your dad. So think about what it's like from their perspective. He may say to the medium, I'm her dad. But if he's communicating to you, the sitter, you know, not likely he would say that. Not likely he's going to come by name, because you would know who it is and they know you know them. So it's a lot like the real world. So one piece of the communication and what affects the quality of the reading is how the spirit communicates and if they are good communicators. Just like in the real world, not everyone's a great communicator. Some people don't use a lot of words and they have unique expressions. The understanding of the language can be a barrier, although usually the way that spirit communicates through pictures, sometimes sound, and feelings, often, you know, are collected together by medium to receive a whole understanding. And so the communication isn't like often it is here. We don't often hear a voice from the outside like we might if you're talking to someone in person, although you can. Sometimes it does happen that way. You will hear an external voice. You will hear something. Please forgive me. I just got over COVID. I'm still having some residual effects. So one piece of it is how good the communicator is. Certainly a piece of it is how well the medium is able to receive the information and understand it. And that's building your dictionary, which we've talked about, how does spirit communicate with medium. The fact here in this case for the question, if one reading was really great, it is not the medium. And so what are the other variables? How open is the sitter? And what are the sitter's expectations? If the sitter's like, prove it to me, I don't know, maybe. So, and how well developed is the sitter spiritually? And I'm not saying that if you're not spiritually developed, don't get a reading. What I'm saying is all of these things affect how easy it is for the spirit to communicate to you. Whether you're open to receive, whether you're open to hear. So sometimes, and just like in the real world, we don't often listen to people. If we meet someone for the first time, we have an automatic first reaction. If someone said, oh, I had a fantastic reading, the best ever, then the next person goes in with that expectation. And so the likelihood they'll be disappointed is greater, which is interesting because their expectations are already way off the chart. If you go in not knowing what to expect, you're certainly much more open to receive whatever comes. And so all of these things matter. And whether or not how well you know your spirit people, you know, sometimes spirits come that we don't even know. We've never met in real life. We may know of them. They may be relatives to us that we know of, but we've never met them. And so we may not be very knowledgeable about the spirit communicator who's coming forth. If it's someone we were very close with, then certainly that's different. But oftentimes someone comes and is out of context. I recall I was giving a message at the stump one time, and the evidence was phenomenal. This gentleman came. He had a palette, and that's very significant. He gave the name of a street. I mean, there were names. So much evidence that it was just like blow me away, and nobody took it. And I'm like, wow. After the message service, a gentleman came up to me from the audience and said, you know, that was my neighbor on the street where I grew up. And the challenge there was why he didn't take it. In the moment, this is the last person he would have expected to come visit, okay? He wasn't particularly close. He knew him. But see, we never know who in the spirit world is there for us and why they come. There's always a reason. And if we know someone, if there's a relationship at all, they can come. They may come. And it's quite interesting the number of people who do come who will be out of context to us. We think, well, maybe my mom, my dad, you know, my brother, my sister, my child, you know, these are the obvious ones, and aunts, uncles, cousins, friends. But we don't often think beyond that. And when we're looking at who's coming, in another case at church, there was a teacher who came. It was someone's seventh grade music teacher who came. And it's like placing it was just, but there was so much evidence eventually they knew who it was because the evidence was so clear that it could only be one person. And they were shocked, like, why would this person come? Well, and when we got to the message, we knew why. And it always blows me away. Really, it's awesome and awe-inspiring, the number of people in the spirit world who come to help. So why would one reading be fantastic with someone? Because they're open to receive that. Basically, that's the bottom line. Can it happen? Yes. So what I would suggest, and the other thing is, you know, we don't always have good rapport with someone, and we don't know why. Sometimes there are unconscious things. You see someone, you meet someone for the first time, you think, well, wow, I really like this person. Or you think, I don't know, I don't like this person too much. You don't know why, because you don't even know them, never met them. And yet, there may be some energetic obstacle there that you're unaware of. So when people ask me, who should I see? And pretty much if you ask any medium in Lilydale, who do you recommend? Who should I see? If you're thinking of getting a reading for yourself, they'll say, look through the catalog, look through the website, check all the mediums out. Look, is there a picture? Read about them. See how you feel in relationship to the name of the medium, maybe to the picture, to what you're reading. See if that has a strong resonance for you. And if it feels like it does, that's who you pick. Or you can just blindly go through the list up and down, up and down, up and down, and land on one, and that's it. There's always a higher purpose, something at work here, working with us. And no one can tell you who the best medium for you is going to be. That's individual within ourselves. And so really ought to be selected by the person who's receiving the reading. So I would suggest that the person who asked this question, you and your friend go back, go through the list, see if your friend has a resonance with some other medium that they might have chosen had you not been going together to see the same medium. And if that's not the case, then you might want to ask yourself these questions. Was I really open to receive that? Did I have an expectation? Was there someone specific I wanted to hear from and I didn't? Maybe that was disappointing. So all these number of things. And did the spirits come in on top of each other? Were there mixed messages? Sometimes as a medium, they can, you know, we're very well trained and we're very good at what we do because of our training. But sometimes, even at our level, there's clairvoyance where we see something, clairaudience where we hear something, clairsentience where we feel something, and there's then direct knowing, claircognizance, where we just know something. And because we have all of those channels, which are individual and unique, sometimes the match between the sitter and the medium or the number of people coming in from the spirit world, if it's overwhelming, they'll all try and grab a chance at the same time. One will grab your sight, one will grab your hearing, and one will grab your feelings. You may be seeing one spirit and describing that hearing a different one completely, so the information doesn't match who you're seeing, or you may be feeling something which doesn't match either what you're seeing or hearing. You may actually have three spirits instead of one and giving mixed messages from each of them. And this will be the time if the sitter says, no, I don't understand, the medium slows down, backs up, so that they can get more wholeness with the information that they have. And so it's always an interactive process between the sitter and the medium. Both people must be involved with the yes, no, to understand the information that's being given and understand to identify who is actually there as the spirit communicator, and then is it a good communicator? Sometimes we just don't have the best communicators, and there's a number of reasons for that. They weren't well developed in their communication when they were here. We all know people who don't speak very much. No different when they pass. Their personality remains. They may not say a lot. And so they might not be the best communicators. They might not have, you know, shared everything that you understood when they were here. Same thing. That can be any different. And this will be for the medium to work out with the spirit communicator and asking for clarification and getting more information. Information understood. Okay? And again, does the sitter understand it, not the medium? Because as a medium, remember, we're always speaking with people we've never met about things we know nothing about, which just blows me away. So my suggestion, go back, get another reading, see if it's any different. If not, take a good look at yourself and ask yourself those tougher questions. Am I really open to receive the information? Do I really have a relationship with my spirit people? Did I really want to hear from my spirit people? So ask yourself those tougher questions and see how open you were, and then give it another go, see how it is. And that would be my recommendation and suggestion. Again, thank you for asking the question. It is an excellent question and happens all too often for people. When something like this happens, it really doesn't make sense. And I know I personally have had the experience. I have a very good friend who gets a reading from one medium all the time in particular, and she just loves them. And I went to see this medium because my friend just loved this medium. And my experience was not that great. So it's not someone I would seek out again. There wasn't anything wrong. It just wasn't really great. And so that would not be the medium for me, although they're a very good medium. So that's going to happen. I suggest that you give it another go if you're really open to receive a reading. And if you are getting a reading and you want specific information, you're really in a challenging place in your life, and you want to know things about your life, certain things, then the recommendation is get 5 readings. And I know that can be quite an investment. But the reason that we recommend that, 5 readings, 5 different mediums, because if they're all bringing you the same piece of information, then you know you can trust that. That's a given, okay? If 5 mediums you don't know give you the same information about something in particular, it's pretty much a given. And sometimes, because of the rapport, who the medium brings, the information and how the medium relates, all these things and who the sitter is, you know, you can get 5 different readings and get a lot of information, but a lot of it won't be the same. You may have different people bringing you different information. So looking at what's all the same, this is how you know what spirit really wants you to know. So 3 to 5 readings, if you're really giving it a good go, if you really want to know something. I know that's kind of a large investment. It's your life. And so look at, why am I going? Is this for entertainment only? Is it for insight, for spiritual growth and development? Do I really want to connect with my spirit people? Am I looking for that healing that takes place for myself and the other world? So check out your own motives. Check out how open you are. and then just remain open. Say, well, I don't know. I don't know. Let me just see. I don't know. And that's the best place to be. I hope that's helpful to you. I hope that explains quite a bit what might be going on. And I hope that you certainly do not give up and give it another go. If you did not have a good experience, it doesn't mean that it's not the right thing. It may just not be the right medium for you. So check out LilydaleAssembly.org, and they have a list of mediums. All of the registered mediums are listed. You can look through them and select one who might be right for you. Right. Thanks for listening. I'm Sharon Hill, and this is Medium Monday. You're listening to Lily Dale Blog Talk Radio, and we are also on Facebook Live. And we are ready now to move on to the message portion of our show. You can call in and hope to be selected for a spot reading, or you can ask a question. And that call-in number is 818-739-8818. And for our first caller today, we have telephone number ending in 0748. Who am I speaking with, please?
Hi, this is Anne in New Mexico.
Anne in New Mexico, and how can I help you?
I would like a quick other side reading. Anybody, or should I ask for a specific?
You sound quite nervous, so I don't know if you've never done this before or you're very hopeful. But I'm picking up some nervousness in your energy. I'm just going to acknowledge that. Done this for years. Okay, so it's not that you haven't done it. Great. I want to say, people who know you would think you're a lot younger than you are. Is that correct?
Yeah, usually 5 years or so younger, I guess.
Yeah, because Spirit's showing you to me, and you look much younger than I know that you are. Okay, and so that's quite interesting to me. And that's also a family trait. Now, I'm seeing a gentleman here. I have a gentleman and a lady both. And I want to say that the lady whose spirit side actually had that same quality. She looks younger than she would have been. And I also believe she did pass somewhat young. Do you understand that, please?
Yes, I know exactly who that is.
Thank you. She's smiling at you big time. And you were very close when she was here. And I would call you more sisters than mother-daughter. Do you understand that?
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Okay. And she's smiling so big, and she's saying thank you to you. Thank you. So she's acknowledging that she knows in some way you have acknowledged her in relation to someone who's still living here. Do you understand that, please? And this would be somewhat recently. You've been talking about her not too long ago. Do you understand?
Oh, yes.
Thank you. She was eavesdropping on that conversation, and she's smiling big time. You had very kind things to say. And, you know, we're always so modest. We don't always say things. And then when people are gone, you know, we may share better bits, right? And so
right.
She's smiling and she's thanking you and just for remembering her and for remembering her legacy and for things that, you know, sometimes we don't realize what we're teaching people, right? And so passed down through generations, and it's amazing how all that love gets shared, okay? And that's what she's talking about and smiling and saying thank you. Because you made her look really good, and it warmed her heart to be able to have that shared. I also have a gentleman here, and it's kind of interesting. He doesn't look like he belongs with this woman, but nonetheless, they were together. And he looks quite old. Significant about his ears, I think he had very long ears, long earlobes. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. I have the same thing. It's another family trait.
Yes, thank you. Okay. And so we know where we're getting them, honestly, okay? he was a bit more, He was a bit more, he would seem a bit critical, but it wasn't his intention to be critical. He just came across that way because he was rather matter of fact, okay? That was just his personality more. Although when you got him going, he was great fun, okay? And he's showing in particular with the grandkids. Does that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay. He's showing me a checker set. You know the kind that he might have at Cracker Barrel outside? Checker set. I think that board game would have been important to the family, or we would have gone on family vacations. And certain places we stopped along the way that were significant. And that's what he's talking about. So I wouldn't be surprised if you're not planning a family vacation or just got back from one. All right. Does that make sense to you, please?
Well, I know we had, it was metal. And it was one of those things, it was like four games in one. So like you could flip it over, it would be one game, and on the other side be another game, and
you'd
like open drawers, and the pieces would be inside, and
yes, thank you, because he's showing this to me and saying how much fun the family had.
Oh,
and that's what he's really talking
about. You know, Chinese checkers, one side is called Chinese checkers. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I used to play those. Those are fun.
Yeah.
So he's just sending you a lot of love, letting you know he's around the grandkids. You have grandkids now. You have grandkids that have kids, please, or not quite yet?
Well, that would be my brother's children and my brother's grandchildren.
Okay.
They've cut off communication from me.
Okay.
So.
So this might be what he's acknowledging. Okay.
Yeah.
You have the chance to heal that rift, heal it. I don't feel the issues.
I don't feel the issues
with your brother. It's with your brother's people. Okay.
Sorry, my brother is what?
He's letting me know that the issue isn't really with your brother, but with your brother's people.
Yes. That's hard, but thank you.
He's acknowledging that, and he's telling you to keep sending the love. All right?
Oh, okay. Great. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Thanks for listening to Media Monday. Thanks for calling in. And from New Mexico.
Great. I'll keep listening. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. For our next caller, telephone number ending in 4252. Who am I speaking with, please?
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call. My name is Catherine from New York.
Catherine from New York?
Yes.
And how can I help you?
I was wondering if I may have a spot reading, please.
You may have. Wow, you just have the sweetest, most precious energy. I want to say, you live by a lake or live to go to the lake. You love the water. You can't stand being away from it. Is that correct, please?
Yes.
And I'm seeing there's a certain place that you go. It's either a place you go to regularly or a place not far from where you live, or both. You understand that, please?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
I want to say whenever you go there, you talk to your spirit people. Is that true?
It feels like that. I don't think I consciously call it that, but it feels like that, yes.
they're letting me know that they're there with you, and they're showing it to me. It's absolutely beautiful. Sometimes, like, you're the only one there, which is kind of interesting. It can be quite a private place as well sometimes. And then I have a gentleman here who's showing this to me, and I want to say that he, in his lifetime, he was a very stand-up guy, okay? He had a lot of integrity. He worked his whole life as a professional, and that he, you know, cared about family, building a life, and all these things. He did live pretty long, a pretty good life. I'm getting a reference or feeling that toward the end, toward the very end, he may have been in an assisted living or rehab facility of his own choice, though, not of someone else's. Does that make sense to you?
I want to say it's my father. At the end, he had to go into a hospital for a bit, a few months.
Yes, okay. But it was his choice. I mean, he wasn't forced. It just was the circumstance.
Yes, his health was very poor.
Yes, but it wasn't like he lost his mind and didn't know what was happening and was moved or all these things. So, and he's saying that was a very reflective time. So I do feel that people did come to visit, although not everyone. You understand that, please?
Yes, indeed.
And he was a bit saddened by the fact that not everyone cared to come. You understand that as well?
Yeah.
And that he's okay with it because it is what it is and people have to live their lives. He's just a little surprised that being so active and there for everyone his whole life, at the end, certain people didn't really care, okay? And he was a bit surprised by that, although he's not holding it against anyone, you know? And he's saying sometimes that's just what life gives you, okay? And he's encouraging you right now, and the reason he's talking about this is he doesn't want you, who's very tender-hearted and giving, to stop being who you are because certain people take advantage. Mm-hmm. And you're in a circumstance where that's happening. You understand?
Yes.
And he doesn't want you to be someone you're not because of it. And he's saying, but if you're living your life and they're not there for you, then maybe you shouldn't keep showing up. Okay?
Right.
And?
Yes.
This is what he's wishing to bring you. All right?
Wow.
Showing me a wedding band as well.
Ooh.
Okay? He's giving multiple references here. Now, you literally have your mom's wedding ring, please? Or your grandma?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yes,
we sure.
My mom is still here, but I have both.
Yes, thank you. Okay, thank you. And he's showing this to me. He's also saying, where's yours?
I would like to know the same.
Okay.
He hasn't brought it to me. Nobody has read it.
All right. So please understand that they are with us and they hear what's on our heart and mind. All right?
He's
hoping for you, someone who's worthy of you. Okay? You understand?
Yes.
Thank you.
Wow.
He's giving you so much love and he's saying thanks for being there. And now he's looking for his hearing aid. He seems to have misplaced it, which is an ongoing thing.
Wow.
All right. Thank you, Catherine, from New York. Thanks for listening to Lilydale Radio and Media Monday.
God bless you. Thank you so much.
Our next caller, telephone number ending in, and we're taking them randomly here. 7278. Who am I speaking with, please?
This is Kate.
And Kate, where are you from?
Florida.
Kate from Florida. What part of Florida?
The Space Coast.
The Space Coast?
near Cape Canaveral.
Canaveral, okay. Wow. So how can I help you, Kate from Florida?
A spot reading, please.
Spot reading, please? Whoa. They're saying it's no coincidence you ended up living where you are right now. And I want to connect it to another family member prior. Do you understand that, please? Perhaps not literally an inheritance, but the place where you are. Do you understand the connection?
I don't understand it specifically. I understand it spiritually and
metaphorically
in terms of my life path. Yeah. And yep. It's interesting. There is a family connection in that this is referred to as the Miracle City and the Rocket City.
Yes.
And so is the city where my parents live and
my other
siblings live, yes.
Yes, I'm also connecting to an uncle here who feels like I can't quite place if they're with your mom or your dad, a brother or sister. It's an uncle to you of your mom or dad. And I feel like you had one uncle filling in for both sides. Do you understand that, please?
One uncle filling in for
Were
both
you close
sides.
To one uncle in the family?
Pardon me?
Were you close to only one uncle in the family?
Just keep going and I'll...
Okay. He's making me...
I trust it'll come together.
He's claiming your mom and dad. So what I know is, and he's not saying who he belongs to, your mom or your dad, and I feel the stronger connection with your mom, but he was close with your dad. So I want to say that there was one uncle who also was a family member who was closer to the family than maybe other extended relatives, okay? And so he's just coming in to say hello as well and give you the love. And when we're talking about the family and where you ended up, this is hugely significant. They're bringing in a huge cake, and I have a celebration here of a birthday anniversary. Do you understand that, please?
Sure. Again, I trust this.
Okay. They're giving, I have reference. I see it's a wedding cake, so I know there's an anniversary connected with it. But I'm also hearing them say there's a birthday coming up that feels like it's in July. Okay? And I want to be celebrating
the birthday in July.
Both things, okay? And so they're bringing the cake in to celebrate family. I do feel that this has been a year where family is starting to get back together again. Do you understand that, please? For you.
It's interesting because like your previous callers, and I connected with a lot of what you said and what you said in terms of crossover and things applying, I do live on a lake. So a lot of what you were saying to the previous caller.
Uh-huh. Also applied to you.
Yep.
Okay. Again, I'm getting the family connection here, and I want to reconnect with family, those in spirit and the ones who are left. I'm not seeing a lot of people left here for you. Does that make sense?
Makes perfect sense. In that, for their reasons, there has been generational estrangements on both sides of my parents.
I'm also seeing a child spirit side. You understand that, please?
I do.
Thank you. And I want to say that there's an awful lot that's happened or transpired within the family relationship, and that some of these things are, you just don't, things are never the same after, right? You understand?
Yes.
And that's what they're showing me. But you, your heart's always been very strong, and you care about family. Whether you pick up the phone or not, you think about people, and they're acknowledging that, okay? And that you think about them, remember them, acknowledge them, and they're giving you thanks for that, okay? Thanks for thinking of us. Thanks for keeping us in your memory. Thanks for keeping the memory going. And that you've gone to Great Lakes to make sure you have at least one picture book that's in pretty good order from pictures of the past. Do you understand? Your mom's still in this. Okay.
Yep.
And smiling, very happy about it because some of the pictures were not well organized. All right. And so very happy about that. And they're just giving you a lot of love, letting you know they hear you. Okay. And that they're with you. All right.
And so this particular location is very specific to my life path, yes?
Your life path has always been about family, but it's an odd kind of way. Yep. You literally are the thread that keeps people together, even though you wouldn't say so. All right?
Healing some of this these generational wounds has been very part of my purpose.
Yes, and you're doing it. You're the one keeping that thread alive for the family, even if no one else recognizes it, okay? Because they might not. And they might not care, but you're doing it. And the spirit world cares because this is where you're bringing healing, here and hereafter, okay?
Okay.
And your mom really lit up giving you credit for doing that because I don't think she did her work when she was here.
My mom's still with us. She has dementia?
No, that doesn't count, not in this circumstance, although sometimes it does. This will be your grandma then, your mom's mom.
Oh, okay.
First generation cross, and they're referencing as mom, all right?
Yeah.
Because they didn't do their healing work. It wasn't popular at the time.
It was such a remote, I mean, theirs was about post-depression survival and hard work.
Yes.
Emotions and healing or not.
But it affected
not
everybody.
Not a point of topic.
Yes. But you're literally healing that family, okay? And you're getting kudos for it, spirit side, all right?
All right.
I also want to acknowledge an aunt on Dad's side of the family who you are a lot like. So I'll leave you with that. I want to thank you for listening to Lilydale Blog Talk Radio and Media Monday. Thanks for calling in, Kate from Florida.
Oh, thank you so much, and be well.
Thank you. All right, for our next caller, telephone number ending in 3197, 3197, who am I speaking to?
Hi, Sharon. This is Bryn from New York City. How are you doing?
Bryn from New York City. How can I help you? You called in before. How can I help you, Bryn?
Yeah, I'd like a... message from my guides or, whatever comes through?
Immediately when I touch in for you, they're asking, are you doing readings yet?
Yes, I am.
Thank you, because this is the most important thing. Clearly, Spirit is working with you, okay?
Mm.
And we're acknowledging publicly, which is what is important here, and that you've taken the steps that you need to develop yourself and to work for spirit. You know, all of us who work for spirit, work with spirit, you know, we make that commitment within ourselves. We agree to work for spirit. It's not
right.
Like we're taken, we're possessed. No, none of these things apply. And many people don't understand. But there is a point where we have to make that commitment to the spirit world so they know we're serious.
Right.
You know, not like fly by night.
Money.
No, I'm doing this because I want to serve the spirit world and bring healing to the world. Right.
Exactly. That's my motivation.
Correct. And this is what they're acknowledging. Now I have a gentleman here, Dad's side of the family. He is so handsome, and people would have known him when he was living. Oh my heavens. he was so handsome that once you saw him, you were kind of like mesmerized, you know? And He's letting me know that you have a gentlemanly look, okay? So you
yes.
must be quite handsome yourself, and you look quite a bit like him, although I think his eyes were a bit more striking than yours. No offense. So you understand this. And he's saying, you know, you're getting where you are. It's easier when we're pleasant looking to get along in the world. It just is. It's a fact of life. It doesn't mean that it's right or it's good, but you've had that certain charm, and you've had certain ends because of how you are in addition to who you are. Do you understand?
Okay, yeah.
And what he's talking about is, I don't think he went beyond that, meaning he used it to his glory, okay? But if you're serving the spirit world, you're going to use it for God's glory, okay? You're a bit more humble about your looks, and then there's a part of you that certainly is not, okay? So let's be clear to air, okay? You can spend some time in the mirror, too, all right? And accentuating your best qualities, all right? So he's saying don't put too much stock in what other people are attracted to. Stay with your own heart and mind and know your own soul, okay? Because sometimes people want to be around you, want to be with you for all the wrong reasons.
Yeah, okay, good point.
And that you have struggled with that more than once in your life, although when you were younger, that's just the way things were. Okay? Right?
Yeah.
You understand? And everybody did it, you too. But now you're more discerning, discriminating, okay?
Right,
and
right.
I do feel you're open to looking for a life partner, is that correct?
Yeah, that's part of the theme in the foreground.
Okay, so just remain open and make sure that you're picking quality and you're choosing for the right reasons and not out of appearance, okay?
Right. Okay.
And that's what he wants to let you know, because I think his life could have been so much different if he had. Right? I think he had one or two too many drinks in his life. You understand?
Drinks?
That?
Okay.
Right.
Yeah. I'm not quite sure who this person is. I don't know if it might have been my dad's dad, but or somebody related, I'm not sure.
Feels like your dad's dad or an uncle to your grandpa.
Okay.
You might want to look at your family photo. Very distinguished guy, and I think he had quite the reputation. You know, he would have been a man's man, a lady's man. He literally looked like an actor.
Well, my dad was an actor. My father was an actor.
Maybe your dad. Okay.
He was a handsome guy.
Handsome guy. Was he a bit pretentious because of it?
Pretentious? Well, he's Leo, you know, and...
Oh, okay.
Pretentious, I don't know. He's a fascinating guy. He's very knowledgeable, very literate. He trained in Shakespearean acting, and he did contemporary drama and some musicals. But he didn't drink. He didn't drink, but it's funny. Being intuitive myself, I felt he might have had the almost like alcoholic kind of persona without actually being that way. You know what I mean? Because I kind of felt that.
I'm going to acknowledge that, and I think there's alcoholism in his father's past. Okay?
Right. That's what I feel, yeah. Yeah.
I think his might have been a choice not to, but he did have the character, if you will, and personality.
Right.
And he was a bit, I don't want to say pretentious. Maybe he could have been at times a bit of a snob. Is that not a nice way to say it, but you understand what I'm meaning, right?
I know.
Okay. Yeah. Well, especially because he fancied himself so refined. Now, he did a lot, and he studied hard, so I'm not saying he wasn't earning. I'm just saying he wasn't the most humble person all the time. And he could be a bit more judgmental about other people in terms of their quality and all of these things, okay? And so you're getting thumbs up to be, because you're not like him in that way. You're very humble, which, you know, sometimes you err to the wrong side the other way, right?
I go too far the other end.
Yeah. Okay? Like, and you'll just include everybody and maybe you shouldn't, okay?
Hmm. Okay, yeah.
Right? Yeah. There are living room people and bedroom people, and those people aren't the same people. Okay?
Right.
Are we clear?
Exactly.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right. That's what he's letting you know. He's wishing you well, and keep serving spirit, and everything's going to work out just fine for you.
Yeah, I love to do what I do and help people as much as I possibly can.
You're really pretty good from what your guides are showing me. They wouldn't be working with you if you weren't.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, I want to visit. I want to visit Lilydale. Actually, I've never been there. I got to visit.
You get up there and visit. You're a business medium, if you've ever done any public work or trained in doing public work, Lilydale is one of the few places where they allow visiting mediums to actually serve at their services. So you want
okay.
To think.
All right. Thank you so much, Sharon. It's great talking with you. I appreciate
you're
your
welcome.
Talent and very much. Okay, take care. Bye-bye.
Thank you. All right. For our next caller, telephone number ending in 5616. Who am I speaking with, please? 5616. 5616. Who am I speaking with, please? Okay, no one there. Telephone number ending in 1042. Who am I speaking with, please? Oops.
Hi, my name is Maria. I call you from New York. Can you hear me?
Maria from New York. How can I help you?
Yes. Please. Can you do a spatter reading for me, please?
Yes. Immediately when I connected with you, I have a husband. You understand your husband's in the spirit world, please?
Very nice. Thank you very much.
He told you, he's telling me, he's showing, he's screaming at you, hang up on the medium and just listen to me, okay? So he would have been quite a bossy guy, right, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, he would have, you were the only one, you were supposed to listen to him only, right? You understand that, please?
Yes, we love each other.
Okay, and that it's been a little freeing for you since he's been gone, even though you've been a little lost. Okay, do you understand?
Yeah.
And you're wondering what to do with your apartment. Now you have an apartment in New York, please?
Yeah, I got a house, yeah.
Okay. He's talking about this and you don't know what to do with it, is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And you don't know whether to sell it. It feels like it's declined a bit, like it needs some fixing up, you understand?
Yes.
And that its value has declined because you've lived there a very long time. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And that... Excuse me, I'm recovering from COVID and I still have residual effects, so please forgive me.
I'm sorry for you.
So you want to go home to another country. Do you understand that?
Yes, I want to go in Italy.
And you have children here in the States. You have a son.
One.
You have
no
a son.
No.
Okay,
no, just
a,
one daughter.
Is this a son-in-law to you? Son-in-law?
Excuse me?
Daughter's husband?
No.
Is your daughter married, please?
No.
Okay, is this a grandson to you? They're showing me a gentleman who will be in another generation to you younger. Does your daughter have children, please?
No. My daughter is a single. I'm looking for to find a fiancé, a husband. No. We got it. Just the one daughter. That's all.
So is this a nephew to you? Who's the gentleman they're showing me? Someone who...
Maybe a nephew. He was very close.
Yes, thank you. Now, he doesn't want the property, or does he want your house? He does or doesn't? Doesn't?
No, I mean, I don't care none. But he's a good...
He's a good kid, yeah, but he doesn't want your house. So you're kind of at your wit's end. You don't know what you're going to do. Is that correct? Yes, no?
No. I want to go in Italy.
You want to go to Italy? We understand this. Are you going to keep your house? Are you going to keep your house, or are you going to sell your house?
No, I'm going to keep our house over here looking for, so you can see some buy one over there.
Okay, thank you. Because I'm confused here. I'm looking at you. Getting a different residence. So you're looking at buying a house in Italy and keeping the one you have here. Thank you.
Right.
All right. This feels really good. Okay, so go ahead and do it. I don't know what you're waiting for, is what they're saying. You know, we're not getting any younger. And I
know.
Have,
you know, I can ask a question, please? I got to wait for selling me to my husband. He was sick. I don't know if I'm going to get it soon. I can buy a house over there. I want to go in August.
Yes. Okay. In August you're going. Okay. Yes. Okay. This feels good. They're just saying you're not getting any younger. Do it. And I have a lady here, dad's side of the family, feels like this will be your dad's mom. She's actually holding a chicken and plucking the feathers out. So she would have really been old school, right? You understand that, please?
Yes.
And she's saying you're not getting any younger. So
you're
ahead.
Right.
All right? And
you're right.
That's all they're telling you, and things look pretty good for that. All right?
Yes, so you think I'm going to receive it soon, this settlement?
I feel good with your timeline going in August, so... possibly so. They're giving me the month of September. If you're going in August to Italy, it looks like September, you'll have a house.
Good.
Okay?
That's it.
All right?
That's it. Thank you very, very much. God bless you. Thank you. God bless
you.
Thank you
for calling Maria from New York. And
we do not
have time for another caller. That will be it for the callers today. If you did not get a reading today, then please try back next week every Monday at noon. If someone on Facebook contacts you and says that they are offering you a reading, contact them for a reading. Please do not go for that. They are in no way affiliated with Lilydale Blog Talk Radio, or with me, Reverend Sharon Hill. Not affiliated. So please understand that and don't be scammed by people who are trying to get readings from you. All right? Thing is by being chosen, and that call-in number, if you didn't get in this week, please call back next week. The number is 818-739-8818. Again, 831-8-7 818-739-8818. LilydaleAssembly.org to check out Lilydale's website and all their offerings this coming season. Last week of June they open. And to check me out, RevSharonHill.com. Thanks again for listening. Have a great week, and I look forward to speaking with you again next week. If you have a question you would like answered on the air, please send it in the chat or website, RevSharonHill.com, and send it to me in the contact, and I will be happy to answer your question about mediumship on the air. Thanks, everyone, and have a great week.